I'm Denise Nansai. Time for the Daily Market Wrap this Tuesday, April 30, 2024. Asian markets saw a positive end to the trading month as investors cheer fresh manufacturing data from China, hinting continued recovery in the world's second largest economy. Japanese stocks led Tuesday's rally, coming back from a public holiday, and with the yen recovering, fueling speculations, the government intervened to support the currency against the dollar. But the same cannot be said here at home. Philippine shares finished April flat, staying at the 6,700 level, lower from its 6,900 start this month. After geopolitical tensions from the Middle East, investors now turn their focus to the Federal Reserve's meeting and to the release of Philippine inflation data on May 7th.
I would think that after the inflation figure comes out, we might be seeing a lot of movement in between names. So I would see there's going to be a lot of consolidation at this level. Hopefully, if the CPI is better than expected, we might be able to easily crack the 6.8 level. I think we're just going to be tracking the sentiment of regional markets at this point. I wouldn't think there's going to be any break in the momentum. Again, April is usually the quieter month, obviously because it's been Holy Week. There's not much market making activity, and just as I mentioned, there has been a lot of corporate earnings.
In corporate stories, Bloomberry Resorts completes its settlement deal with Global Gaming Philippines. The company of casino tycoon Enrique Razon sold today some 921 million shares to its subsidiary Seresto Properties through a special block sale worth 16 billion pesos. The transaction is part of the settlement with the casino management firm, which accused Bloom of unjustly booting it out of the management of Solera Resorts and Casino in 2013. Bloom was ordered to pay up $300 million by a Singaporean arbitration court in 2019 to GGAM. Next, the Consunhi Group, which lays out its plan to revitalize Cemex Philippines, its largest investment to date. DMCI says it would focus on increasing Cemex output, reduce its costs, and integrate it further within the group upon completion of the multi-million dollar takeover. The cement giant had reported 2 billion pesos in losses in 2023 on the back of higher costs and reduced sales volumes. Also today, Bank of Commerce launching the public offer of its peso bond issuance worth 5 billion pesos. The San Miguel affiliate lender says this is the second tranche of its 20 billion peso bond program. Offer period runs until May 9th and will be listed on the PDEX on the 16th. The proceeds will be used to refinance maturing debt obligations. Finally, a slew of 2023 earnings from the Villar Group. Vista Malls capped last year with net income at 8.5 billion pesos, while operating revenue rose to 12.1 billion pesos. Aldi Supermarket's net income and revenues also higher on sales growth from existing stores and additional revenue from new branches. As for Vista REIT, it narrowed losses to 2.5 billion pesos, while revenues remained in the positive. And finally, from All Home, revenues slightly down to 12 billion pesos, while core net profit slid to near 800 million pesos from the previous 1.16 billion. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action.